Get ready to dive into the whirlwind world of America's sweetheart, Taylor Swift. Join us on the podcast, Taylor Swift Today, for your dose of all things Tay-Tay. From all the scoop on her highly anticipated album, The Tortured Poets Department, to the latest gossip, tours, and more, it's time to shake off the haters and embrace the enchanting universe of Taylor Swift. Follow Taylor Swift Today, your ultimate Swift-obsessed podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I'm your host, Mark Francis. Well, the Queen could be in for another substantial shortfall in the Buckingham Palace accounts next year. Richard Fitzwilliams spoke to Express.co.uk about why there had been such a drop in income for the palace. He said, yes, there will be a very substantial shortfall in the Buckingham Palace accounts. The expectation is that it will be met so far as is possible by various efforts and efficiencies, according to their own briefing. Broadly speaking, the anticipation is that the palace will be some £35 million short, but they won't be asking for extra public money. Property rentals and facility management are part of the royal accounts that bring in £17.8 million. There will be a very substantial shortfall in the Buckingham Palace accounts. That income doesn't come from the taxpayer, it comes from various amounts that the palace is able to raise themselves in various ways. That is one of the ways they intend to plug this deficit. It is expected that the taxpayer won't be paying extra. Meanwhile, William has been told to follow Prince Harry's example and leave the royal family by the CEO of Republic. Republic is an organization that campaigns to abolish the monarchy and to replace Queen Elizabeth II with a democratic elected head of state. Graham Smith told Express.co.uk that Prince Charles and Prince William will not have the same level of support as Queen Elizabeth II in the role of the head of the monarchy. Mr. Smith said, it might be an idea for William to take a leaf out of his brother's book and walk away, for Prince William to call this whole thing off. Not sure William or Charles are going to carry the support that the Queen has. I do not know if they are going to want to do the job in the way the Queen has. That is going to cause them all sorts of headaches in the future.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Major Tom White will take up the position of the Queen's right-hand man next month, a senior Marine source told the Sunday Times. Tom's a superstar. This is a deeply significant appointment by Her Majesty. We were delighted when Harry was appointed Captain General, and walking away was a huge disappointment. Is Meghan Markle seeking to heal the rift with the royal family? Robert Lacey told The Express, he said, I have detected from Meghan and Harry's side some signs of softening. I think there is another dimension to that, that she realizes these statements both she and Harry have put out there about the US election, about racism in Britain, will be perceived as controversial. And perhaps she ought to row back from that and try to stay away from the controversy, and I think that's a hand outstretched. Lacey was referring to recent comments by Meghan to Forbes in which she said, I am cautious of putting my family in a position of risk by certain things, and so I try to be rather very clear with what I say and not to make it controversial, but instead to talk about things that seem fairly straightforward, like exercising your right to vote. One member of the royal family who will not be back is Prince Andrew. A source told the Daily Mail, even if the Duke were to resolve matters satisfactorily over Epstein, there is still an issue about his lack of understanding over the seriousness of the situation and not accepting that the relationship was wrong. I'm not sure there will ever be an opportunity for him to return. And there you have it. My thanks to John McDermott. I'm Mark Francis. This is Palace Intrigue and good times.
On the next The Top 11 podcast, we embark on a culinary journey across the globe as we explore the top 11 traditional dishes from around the world. From the comforting moussaka of Greece to the aromatic pho of Vietnam, we discover the dishes that have become synonymous with their countries of origin. We delve into the simplicity and magnificence of Italy's pizza napoletana, the precision and aesthetics of Japan's sushi, and the warmth and welcoming spirit of Canada's poutine. Follow The Top 11 wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.